third session, amen. 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 In this third session, we are looking at the things pertaining to the Spirit. We are in 1 Corinthians 14. Let us agree in prayer. Father, we believe and receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We are edified, and your name is glorified. Yes, we are edified. Okay. We are looking at the things of the Spirit. And we have spoken so far to say that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. We have seen so far that the Holy Ghost lived inside of us. Amen? Amen. We have seen so far that the Holy Ghost has gifts. Amen? Amen. We have seen so far that the Holy Ghost distributes to everyone. Amen? Amen. We have seen so far that the believer's responsibility is to earnestly desire this gift. Amen. Amen. We have also seen, we've gotten to this point where which we've said, prophecy is how I love on the brother. Amen. Amen. Who can prophesy? All. Oh. Hallelujah. Who can prophesy? All. Oh. That's what we've said so far. So, we ended in verse 6. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues. So, how can I come? How do I start? With tongues. If I come. What is the issue? I can come with tongues, but I should not stay with tongues. When I stay with tongues, I'm not walking in love to my brother. Amen? Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Why can I go further? Love drives me to go further. Why can I go further? The ability to go further is there. We said that speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues, not a big deal. It's just a big deal to your mind. Just the same way the first day you ever spoke in tongues, it looked like a big deal. Or before you spoke in tongues, tongues was like a big deal to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the thing most of the times that stops men from walking in the Spirit or prophesying is that thing that makes them think they don't have it. Hallelujah. So the teaching so far has to help, is to help you see that as a believer, you have the Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we can say tongues is how we start, not how we end. The man that walks in love will stay in tongues, knowing that, as it were, he will go further. Hallelujah. How can he go further? So he tells us in verse 6, now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I contribute? What shall I profit? What do I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by revelation. So, when I'm speaking in tongues, love makes me expect that there's a tendency that revelation can come for that brother. Amen. Where do we start off? Tongues. Can we all speak in tongues? When I want to go and bless a brother, can I just go there and just start speaking in tongues? And then, but what do I know? I must not leave that brother only with tongues. The Bible says, I am walking in love. If I leave that brother with tongues, I'm not walking in love because I have not profited that brother. I have not blessed the brother. Amen. I have said something beautiful, but only God understands that. Amen. Praise God. Are we together? So I can come by revelation. I can come by knowledge. So the point is, you can sit down beside a brother, and then as you are praying, as you came with tongues, what will just come to your mind, or what bubbles up to your mind, is something about let that man go. Amen. Amen. You were not thinking of a man, or anybody should go. Amen. Amen. But it bubbles up, or it might be a doctrine, a teaching, a message. But the point is, something follows tongues. Amen? What did the Pentecostal movement do for us? They brought us up to tongues. So every Pentecostal can speak in tongues. What are we trying to say? They've done a fabulous job, but there is more. Amen? You know, in the days of old, before the Pentecostal movement, was tongues scarce? Now, you will get what I'm trying to say. Tongues were scarce. Was it because God was scarce? Was it because God was holding tongues? The reason why tongues were scarce was because, number one, knowledge on tongues was scarce, so people could not practice what was readily theirs. Amen? Amen. Church, amen? Amen? Do you get where we are going with this? So we are saying that it is actually knowledge-based that determines operations. It says, right, I will come to you by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. So we are going a step further from the Pentecostal movement to say, yes, we got saved. Yes, we have the Spirit. Yes, we speak in tongues, but is there more? Yes. The same way there was more after salvation, which is tongues, there is more after tongues. What should I not do? I should not stay with tongues. Why do I not stay with tongues? The Bible says, when I stay with tongues alone in a public gathering, I am not walking in love. And we have concluded so far that we are lovers. So when I come to a brother, when I get handed the mic, when I stand up, I can start. Amen. How can I start? With tongues. Praise God. What makes me speak in tongues and not interpret? I have either ignorance or I've chosen not to walk in love. But it is there. Amen. What are the things that can make a man not actually walk in love? Self. So he is he's speaking in tongues, but he's thinking. Sister Victoria is looking at me. What happens if I miss it? What if it doesn't work? Maybe they will laugh at me. This is self at work. But does the man have to supply? You know, does the man have to supply? You all believe it. You know, if we believe it, we should just be passing the mic now. You don't need to go for it. Just pass the mic now. Do you believe it? Answer. Do you believe it? So you believe that God supplies everybody here? Hallelujah. Who is that bold person that will say, God supplies me? Yeah. God supplies me. You know, I crack jokes about this thing because I've been there before. Amen. Holy Ghost meeting is moving. I'll be ducking. Amen. Amen. Until I lost that thing called shame, may I don't even have it again. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know that you can actually do the things of the Spirit and not be satisfied that you did not give it well. You will go back to the sister. You know, shame has left love. You know, it's love that makes you, you know, a man that you be plucking flower to go and give woman. These are the things that love does to you. You understand what I'm talking about? Amen? You'll be on the phone. Hours. Before, you were a busy businessman. No time. Love. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. You know it's love that will make you carry your girlfriend's bag. You carry bag. Feminine. But happily, love is now. He's whistling with the bag. He is not. What is moving him? Love. Hallelujah. What makes you a very good minister? Love. What makes you a bad minister? Leaving love and embracing any other thing. What will be the first thing you embrace? Self. Amen. Amen. What will they say? Get to a point and say, let them say. Amen. Church, amen? Amen. Guess what? That is the key to the supernatural. Who blocks the supernatural? God, devil, or you? In fact, in this matter, the devil is just sitting behind. It's not the devil. When it comes to the supernatural, it's the mind of the man. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. You know, we can say joy is in Fola spirit. And we say Fola rejoice. Fola can just say, whoa. Joy is in my spirit. That is to the measure to which she has given an expression. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is there a deeper realm in joy she could go? Yeah. But what did she choose? She chose hope. Wow. Jesus is good. But she can go, glory. Even that one, is that another one? Is there something deeper? Yeah. You know, we could say, let us all laugh in the spirit. Some say, how do we laugh in the spirit? How do you laugh in you? When they say they crack a joke, how do you laugh? How do you laugh? That's how you laugh. That's it. Say, how do you laugh in the spirit? Because when we say laugh in the spirit, people think is something like. They say, what? Then you are not done. They say, what happened to you? Me, I did not know. I didn't even know what happened, you know? I didn't even understand it. No. With the spirit, you would have to, I wish you were in session one. La, ba, no. Amen. Listen, everything in the world can happen to a believer. The Bible says there is joy in that believer steady. The same joy in God, the same joy in Jesus is in the believer, in his spirit. But he can't just lonely. I'm so lonely. Don't go to the queue. I have nobody. Who is mind? To call my own. Who is? Listen, that brother, that sister, does that brother and sister have joy? Full option joy. Yeah. So the thing of the picomacatia is in the verpi crufinda. I am saying the ability of the spirit is with you. Let it flow. Amen. Let it flow. Take away, remove the cloth of shame. Remove the cloth of feeling. At the end of the day, when you get it right, that same sister Victoria that you thought was your problem will come and say, wow, show me. Amen. 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 You don't know. The truth about it, the things of the spirit is beautiful. Don't let anybody stop you from it. No, don't let anybody stop you. Let them laugh. You are contributing to their long life. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. A broken spirit dries the bones. If what I'm doing is making you laugh, it's okay. But I will learn something. Amen. 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 Come on, look at it. Amen. Amen. I'm teaching in this way because you will flow. You will do what? You will do what? And you will not have anything holding you back. Hallelujah. How many people can flow and they will not have anything holding them back even now? Like we should just close the service now. We can. Amen. 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 Let's just say, because of our audience, we will continue. Amen. Amen. Now, let's get into it. Let's get into it. So, we are looking, in the first two sessions, you talked about 9 abilities of the Spirit. Okay, how should I pattern myself? Should I gather the 9? Am I a working 9? How do I operate? Listen, it tells you. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. I want you to be there. Are you there? So one law must be fulfilled in the things pertaining to the Spirit. I will tell you the first law, then the second law. Even so, for as much as ye are, 1 Corinthians 14, 12, for as much as ye are zealous of, what should I be as a believer? Zealous of? What is the word zealous? Passionate, burning, on fire, on your mind. Zealous is not passive. You remember I told you, they put fire on your head. You just say, wow, my head is burning, you know. No. Amen. Amen. Shall I be telling Michael, that's my hair going. It's going. No, there is a reaction. Amen. 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 I want to see the abilities of the Spirit function. I want to see it function. It is in my prayer reality. Why do we pray? We pray that we all. Because even if you can be zealous, I'm another person will purposely, I won't be zealous. It doesn't say that way. It's just the lifestyle, and I won't be zealous. Amen. Amen. The second thing, because it tells you there's the Spirit, there are nine. Then he now tells you, number one, we're talking about the mechanics of spiritology, meaning how you break it down. Right? You see, look at it there. He says, for as much as he is zealous. So the first thing is zeal. Burning. And that's why I told you about them. And so, what is the effect of this thing operational amongst the people, amongst the group? Amen. That the gifts of healing is working, no one is sick amongst us. No one is sick outside. We use it on the field of ministry. Word of wisdom. We know the things to come. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Word of knowledge. We use it around outside there. Like I always tell people, the love walk and the relationship in the local church should ensure that we don't really use the word of knowledge. Amen. Where love is. Amen. We use word of knowledge much more outside. Because you know the word of knowledge, the way it is. I'm saying the way it is, you have something, we should know you have two husbands in the local church. Amen. No, that's what, amen. I'm giving the example of that woman. Praise God. I'm not two, so for context, four husbands. Amen. We should know. Amen. If we are praying full local church, when you come around and introduce yourself, I've had four husbands before. And the one I'm staying with is not my own. Amen. Amen. You see, that's one of the problems. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why would that brother or that sister not want to tell us about their past? They think we will judge them, which we have judged people. Amen. So the love work is not really, for after that day, you used to see the lady. This is a really spirit-filled lady. She gives us they want to prophesy you too. Are you understanding? Even the operation of the gifts shows us what should be the order. So with word of knowledge, amen. All things being equal, a proper fraternity. We should not be picking it up that 4 days ago. You come and tell us 4 days ago. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. That is why, listen, how did the book of Corinthians come? The Bible tells us, it didn't say, and Paul, I'm deviating, but I'll come back because I need to say, and Paul, in the spirit, on the Lord's day, the Lord just opened his eyes and then he just saw a brother taking his father's wife. Is that what happened? Yeah. Sister Chloe. Amen. Yeah. And he wrote it there. You know, there's a way where someone tells somebody, a pastor or the leader, about what's happening in your life, you get angry. He says, and look at Paul. Paul will tell you there. It's not gossip. It's order. Sister Chloe told me that you people, what is happening in the local church, the people outside in the world are saying, wow. That somebody, it's Sister Chloe that said it. Paul was not there. Amen. It's not, that's what I'm saying. It's not word of knowledge. It's knowledge. Amen. I'm saying that the word of knowledge, we use it much more outside. Love gets us to be a fraternity where we don't really need it in a particular perspective. Amen. 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 So where love is, openness is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Church, praise God. That's why where love is, there will be no sense of shame. That's why I'm able to minister. And sometimes I can say I might struggle with it, but I will still come out and be a blessing. Because where love is, there is no shame. Amen. Amen. And you know the truth about it. When you are going through a tough time, you need the church. You need the saints. You know what many believers do? They hide and run from the saints that they need. Amen. Because remember, you are not the body of Christ. You are a member of the body. You know that when a part of the body is sick, it needs the other parts to cooperate with the vitamins and the blood vessels to get to that part. Then guess what that part now does? It now runs away from what should nourish it. Whose wisdom is that? Of the devil. Amen. Church, amen. That is why even the operations of the Spirit, it tells you the gift of the Spirit are there, but they must be operational around the church. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:12. Even so, as much as you see as zealous concerning spiritual gifts, I want you to pay, this is where I want Simi to pay particular attention. Verse 12, seek. Are you there? Seek. How many people have played hide and seek in their lives before? Say it's an active thing. Have you played hide and seek before?
Yes.
Have you been found before?
Yes.
Amen. Have you found somebody before?
Yes.
Amen. So what is happening? They will say hide and seek is a situation and a story where which you go, you hide somewhere. And then somebody's till they find you. So what is he saying? You will seek. What will you? So is he active?
Yes, sir.
Intentional.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see? And you know who have played it. The revelation done. Pah! I get it now. The way you are looking for, you are looking. Amen?
Amen.
Some brothers understand this because they have to seek. Hey! Amen? Be acting like you don't understand. There's no way, this brother, sorry, there's no way he didn't seek. Hallelujah. There is no way. See, hey, we brother Toby's cap. You can't tell me he doesn't understand. He had to seek. You know, like, it's an active thing. It's not something that just falls on the lap. Selah. Hey, amen. I just spoke in tongues. Amen. Look within. The interpretation is there. Hallelujah. You will seek. What would you seek? Seek that you may. Hey, how many people went to school that they gave grade? Good, better, best. Good, bad, worst. Fail. You know, in this hour day and age, they say if they tell you failed, it's a mental health issue. Bro, you failed. You got to over 80. You are the one affecting our own mental health. Hey, he said, no, we can't tell him. So that it turns out well. You are the one that is affecting us not turning out well. 2/80. So he said, excel. Amen?
Amen.
Did you see that excel has to do with intentionality? You know, it's where you study if it's book for school. Amen. You know that you should not be having an exam, final year exam, maybe property exam, something exam is the next day, and then you spent the night before. No, it doesn't even matter. If you are not occupied in that thing, that you did not excel, is it the devil? No. My point, intentionality. So, who seeks to excel? The Holy Ghost or you? I want to put it to your door that supernatural that you have been craving for is actually you. Amen. We have seen a willing Holy Ghost who will divide severally to each man. But there is the mind of a man. The mind of a man might be carnal, earthly, fleshy, sensual. He says, you will excel to the, I want you to be there. To the, I am in verse 12. To the church, to the edifying of the, come on, of the, come on, of the... So the point here is this. Number one, if you're writing in number ones, number one, you are to desire. Number two, you are to seek in the line of church. Did you get that? Hey, did you get that? Okay. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Who said it? Pastor or Bible? So how is it operational? So the point instead is you are in church. Amen. You seek that which is needed in your local church, in your local. If you are outside, what would you seek? The point about the gifts of the Spirit is that our seeking is in direction to need. Amen. Church, amen. So we all, so this tells you that every believer must have a local church. How many? How many? Every, because every believer contributes something. If every one of us, right, if we all said something and one person doesn't say, it's not a complete circle. Everyone contributes because the Holy Ghost divides to everybody. We all. What then becomes a proper place where which we are meeting the needs of one another in the church? Everybody is ready to supply. Everybody is ready to contribute. Everybody is excelling. Everybody is desiring the things pertaining to their local
church.
Amen. Church, amen. Seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the So when I turn up, or before I turn up, what should be my mindset concerning church? I want to edify, yes, but what should be my mindset? A generalist way to go about it is that whatever is needed in service today, I come to supply. Amen. I come to. So everybody is coming to. What ends up happening? Everyone, so to speak, will be receiving. Praise God. What is the mindset? The mindset is not, will God do. The mindset is, I am coming to supply. How will I start off? I will start off with tongues. So I know I'm coming to supply. As long as I choose that I want to supply, God will meet Brother Toby through me. Amen. Amen. Look at it again. Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of the spiritual, meaning the zeal with the spiritual with you must have direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, love, let's start off another way. I am in a local church. I love the people in my local church. And because I love the people in my local church, I will use the abilities of the Spirit to serve those that are in my local church. Amen. So I desire the manifestation of the Spirit in my local church. Praise God. How many people know that no local church is perfect? So it will be that we continually, we want to see more. Amen? That's you walking in love. We want to see more. How many people know that only you is not to do the things of the Spirit? Because we're a member of the body. Everyone is meant to supply. Everybody's meant to. You know, it's when you don't know that you're a member of the body and you're meant to supply, you will take your role recklessly. Amen. Imagine my arm just thought, this is my hand. It's just one of those things in Dio's body. He may or he may not need me. Eh? Are you getting the point? Say, no. You're going to church today. Use your left hand. Are you getting the point? If he thought it was not important, he would not see the need to supply. He would not see the need. And that is why everybody is to have a local church where they go and they are willing, they are excelling to supply the things of the Spirit. And so also we train this way so that churches can be framed in ways where which people are given opportunity to supply. Amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. Okay, let's go to the next verse. We're in 13. How do you come? I come via tongues. Is the door. Verse 13. Wherefore, let him, are you there? Yes. Let him that in tongue, let him pray that he may. Now, again, English. When he says, let him pray that he may interpret, he's not saying, let him say, oh, Father, let me say the way people think it is. Oh, Father, I want to interpret. Let me interpret now. That's not what he's saying. Amen. 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 If you did that, were you wrong? Not particularly. But we are saying that's not what this is saying here. Amen. 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 Okay. What this is saying is, the man that is speaking in tongues, he will stay to interpret. He says, for if any man speaks in an unknown tongue, okay, no, if wherefore let any man that speaks in an unknown tongue pray, meaning as you are speaking in tongues, stay. Amen. Stay that you may. What is he saying? What is he saying that you should do? Don't go rekato sakataka. Thank you, Father. Amen. What is he saying? You go, Rine subra asdu zike de, bro, if you don't have, stay. Amen. Don't hand the mic. Amen. Are you getting my point? Stay. If you stay and you are willing, you will interpret. Are you getting this? That is why he now says, if you don't stay, you are not walking in love. Flesh has taken over. Amen. 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 Say, I stay. Amen. So if you are called up here, and not just today, it's about the fact that you will stay. Amen. Amen. Don't always think that everybody has it. There are sometimes we're in the meeting and you're already having perception. You're already hearing doom, 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 doom. Sister Bookie, 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 Bookie. You already know you minister to her. Amen. But I'm saying we can start off blind. What do? We stay. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. So he says, let him pray. Can you put let him stay that he may? The next verse now shows you that he's telling you to do something. Look at the next verse. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. So let's stay there a little. So that my spirit, say, do you have a spirit? That spirit is the part of you that is God. Amen. So that's why praying in the spirit will be called perfect prayer. Because your spirit, as it were, is praying. Amen. 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 So your spirit is praying. He now says it there, but my understanding is, so I'm going, what is happening? My spirit is praying. My understanding is unfruitful. Then he says, what is it then? I'm trying to show you that when he says pray and interpret, he's actually telling you stay there. Amen. Context shows you. Look at the next verse. Verse 15. What is it then? Is your Bible with you? I want the first two words only. I. Stop. I. Who is willing? Are you seeing that the things of the Holy Ghost, especially the vocal gifts, comes with your will? Amen. Church, amen. Amen. I what? Will. Who is willing? You know, many years ago, 12 years ago, my wife came to show me this scripture. She said, Diocese, we are the ones. Amen. And you know, how many people know that you've been reading Bible for a very long time? And it looks like you have been reading Bible for a very long time, but it looks like you didn't see it. Has it happened to you before? Has it happened to you in this meeting? Yeah. Amen. I'm not taking it personal. Amen. My wife 12 years ago, maybe 13 now, she came and said, look at it. He said, we will. I looked at it and said, that's how I entered the express lane of this thing called prophecy. I realized that it was my will. All of you that are saying things like, you'll be doing, I'm a pastor at home. Your wife cannot talk to you. they will know truth. They can't tell you. So you know, some people are funny. Say, I'm your spiritual leader. Ah. You are married. Hey, there's a place for honor and love, but there's a place for the person that married you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. Say, no. If you don't give me that high reverence, my gifting cannot. That's the way people don't stay accountable. Nobody, you want to talk to Holies of Holies? That's how people don't stay accountable. Say, honor. People have stretched that honor like elastic. And you know, in this age, people even still say their mind on social media. They will say it. what we are seeing, it shows that the minds of men, something that we should never have seen, that we should never have known. You just thought it, you renew your mind, you repent, and say, Father, I shouldn't have spoken like that. Now you have something that can you can just write it and say, send. What is it then? I will. He says, I will pray with the Spirit. Are you saying this thing now? I will pray with the Spirit. Who is praying with the Spirit? Is it God that is praying or you are? Amen. I will pray with the Spirit. I will. If you understand this, you have gotten a lot about the things of the Spirit. I will. Remember, we start from the vocal gifts. In the things of the Spirit, mechanically, you can start from the vocal gifts, meaning I don't know how to go about it. Start with the vocal gift, tongues. If you stay long enough, if you stay there, you will interpret, you will prophesy. If you stay there, you will see. If you stay there, you will do. Amen. 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 That's the mechanics of the things of the Spirit. If you stay. Amen. You know, we can all choose here from now to start speaking in tongues and interpreting. You know, there's no the Holy Ghost should not come and say, Bolaji. Don't you get tired? No. All of this operation of the Spirit is, this is what I need to get to you. The will of a man is actively involved in the supernatural. Amen. Look at it. I will pray with the Spirit. How many people can pray with the Spirit? How many people? No, I just want you to be accountable for yourself. How many people can pray with the Spirit? Amen. How many people can? You can pray with the Spirit. So in praying with the Spirit, your will is involved. I'm not talking about the one that you're just looking. Rakababa, this is what happened. No, it just came on you. No, this one, your will. Let's all just try it out. Your will. Let's pray in the Spirit. Your will. Your will. Right? It's your will. So that we are sure it's your will, can you take it higher? I want to be sure this thing is your will. Take it higher. I want to be sure you are in control. Take it lower. Are you seeing it now? This is your will in play. Not God. Not anybody. You have stopped. Lower. No, continue. Lower now. Lower, yeah. Mid-range. High. Low. Mid-range. Are you saying that you are in control actually? Amen. Paul is re-echoing that with scripture. He says, I will pray with the Spirit. See the other part. This is where Simi needs to pay attention. Hold on. How many people know that when I say Simi needs to pay particular attention, she's a type and shadow of this everybody. So you say, he's looking at that Simi. It's like she doesn't pay attention. Hey, that's not what we are saying, no? What we are saying is that the way you are thinking, actually, you are not paying attention. Amen. Praise God. Look at at that part. So Simi must pay attention now. And I will. The second part of it. You know, the first part says, I will pray with the Spirit. See the second part. And I will pray with the understanding. So who will it for we to see that which is of the Spirit? Ah, I've confused you. We will. Hey, amen. Amen. Who wills it? So something is the Spirit. What is the Spirit? Rizi bakado shobant elev arud. Spirit. What do I need for what I just said to bless the saints? I need an interpretation. What does it take to get an interpretation? Don't miss me. No. A willing man. Look, because it says that I will pray with the Spirit. So, the things that people are just saying to their neighbor. Hey. Oh, God. I will pray with the Spirit. So, how many people know how to do that one? Because what is the instrumentality for that? Your will. What do you have? Spirit. How do you pray in the Spirit? You pray in the Spirit. Eh? Amen. Rico Shanda Legadizu. We are now saying the person that can pray in the Spirit, that same person, when he chooses that he's going to walk in love, he will do what? He will pray with his understanding. So the instrumentality to speak in tongues is the ability to interpret tongues. The difference is one is choosing to stay and walk in love. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. I will. See, if you did not get anything, but you got this one, you've gotten a lot. When it comes to the vocal gift that we start off with to enter the swimming pool of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit vocal given to you, you will, so you speak in tongues, then you will, amen, you will. Say, I will. I will. Why am I emphasizing the I will for your understanding? Because there was a time in your life someone had to emphasize the will for you to speak in tongues. Amen. Church, amen. How many people know that you will? I know I'm going over it again. How many people know that you will to speak in tongues? You will. Right? You will. You don't know what he's talking about, but you will. Amen. So in the Spirit as well, it tells us we will. Let me say something to you. One of the reasons why we read the Word of God, please write this down if you're writing. One of the reasons why we read the Word of God is so that we can have the vocabulary so that we can interpret in the understanding. Amen. Amen. We read the Word of God to enrich the vocabulary. The man of the Spirit reads the Word of God to enrich the vocabulary in interpreting what he has said in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. 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 Church, amen. Let me big. What does it mean? It means that if you read the Word of God long enough, when you are speaking in tongues, something will draw your attention from what you have read to help you signal that that is what you are talking about. Amen. Amen. And see, so for example, when you read the Word of God, it helps you sanitize the prophet. So we don't have mad prophets. Amen. No, I'm not the one that said it. The Bible says it because of the Isaiah abusing. No, it's not me. That's what Jude called them. Amen. Amen. Should I? He called Balaam the mad prophet. Amen. But the point there is, when we read God's word, we are able to sanitize the understanding. You know, for example, if we're speaking in tongues, right, and you are to interpret, and the interpretation is that you saw that there's something that looks like a frog on someone's shoulder. Are you listening to me? That is like a demonic oppression that is the one causing the pain in their body. How do you minister to it, to minister? Because you are one that reads the word of God. You don't say, whoa! Because, are you getting the point? That's why we read the word of God. One of the reasons. I've never even said what I'm saying. You're already laughing. Because you know what I'm talking about. You don't say, ah, this is a frog. The person you are talking to is looking, ah, weird. Amen. But because you are like the person holding the mic, they're saying, ah, if there's a frog, there's a frog. So there's something happening in this place. I don't know. What do you do? You just know that that is a demonic oppression. You don't call so much attention to it. You say, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I rebuke the spirit of, because you will know what it is. You see, you, amen? Amen? Right? And if you're trying to minister to somebody, and you're trying to minister to them, and there's a rejection, it might mean, not a rejection, hostility. It means that maybe there's more than one demon in there. Always, it happens always all the time. Yeah? So the least you can do is, do as Jesus has done. What's your name? One. Oh, how many are you? Two. You should not pass that. Amen. 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 So you can actually, so you now say, oh, we are like three or we are four. You say, oh, you four evil spirit out. Be, amen. Amen. Praise God. And if you're in a place where which people are not spiritually mature, don't do it over the mic. Because I was in a meeting. Wanted to minister to people. One person was demon possessed. The usher, not every usher is grown spiritually. Usher came and said, ah, pastor, don't, ah, you want to cast spirit over the microphone? There are babies here. because the mindset, you will be surprised how people grow up. The mindset is that when you are casting babies, babies should not be there because if a baby is there, it goes from one person. The baby is all embracing. No. Amen. That's why you'll be surprised. Amen. Amen. So the Bible shows us wisdom in the interpreting and speaking in our own in understanding. But what is the point? I will speak with the Spirit, and I will speak with my understanding. I will. Even takes it further. He says, I will sing with thee. Can we try that? Can we try that? Louder. Louder. Louder, 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 louder. Inisima le kuraba yagade heye. Ile aniade adala yemoni moya dagalia embre rebaya niada bosha na badadia digile ezene gide lebele gadagia sondelea. All right, let's stop. We sing with the Spirit. If you have been following me, what should you do after we stopped? No, you will raise up your hands and say, love is driving me. Are you getting my point? I want to interpret what I just sang to be a blessing to the hearers. Should we do it again and then we'll now see who will love on us? Do you want us to try that? Amen. I'm going to say, yeah, go for it. I like that. I like this pastor. It's practical. Amen. That's what I was expecting. That. Yeah. Why? Because we can sing in the Spirit, and then when we are done with singing, you raise up your hand. You don't even have it. You just come outside. You know you can continue with the microphone in that singing in the Spirit until you are ready. It's only the love work that is going to make us beg you to say, be ready on time. Amen? Because fear can make you stay with tongues. 1 hour. Fear? Amen? I'm breaking it down with humor so you understand that the things of the Spirit are actually as practical and as simple. We just make it a big deal. It's not. Hallelujah. I always tell everybody, if Dio can walk in the Spirit, everybody can. Because if I can do it, it means that there's a mechanics to it. Me, I'm into mechanics. Amen. You ask my wife, she'll just say, if you tell me, I don't get what you're saying. But you say, do this, do this, do this, do this, we'll get here. I'll do it. So there's a mechanics to the spirit because I walk in the spirit. Amen. 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 So we sing. Are you ready to sing again? It's if you have a conscience, hey, that's what I'm saying. I am emphasizing this so that you lose that thing from this meeting. That thing that it is actually your natural realm. I'm saying that Daniel, they will say to Daniel, there is a dream. We are not going to tell you the dream. They are going to kill everybody. You don't say, ha. Don't go down there. This is our king. Say, oh, no, why? You will die. You say, Daniel says, there is a spirit. My God will tell me this matter. And he goes to bed. You know, some people won't go to bed. Amen. When he prayed, he didn't see anything. He went to bed. Someone that he said he will kill the next day. Amen. Be confident in spiritual ability. Amen. Things to come. We know it. If I don't pick it, Sadiq pick it. Sadiq doesn't pick it. Misbi will pick it. Misbi, they're like, you fall. Things to come is here. Don't say, this is our life that we are living. We will just wake up one day. Rishi will just take it from 2% tax to 10%. We don't even know what's going on with mortgage. Don't talk like that. Hallelujah. 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 I will. You're worried things are going on in your life. You're worried. Do you know you can stay there? Nima nama sing. If you like the singing, more than the talking, sing. If your voice will distract you, talk. Amen. When you talk English, you talk the solution. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. I remember my grandma. I offended my grandmother one day. I was, hey, God, what do I need to do? Hey, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Zile eleko namaya. Buy a gift. This particular kind of gift. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I went to buy the gift. She forgot what I did. Spirito is there. Amen. I'd like to give testimonies to brag, but I just want to get you to the point that you see that this thing is there. I'm driving one day, and I'm just in the car. Reme subale la rete. And the interpretation, your wife is at a perfume store. Call her and buy her the gift that she's prizing. It will shock her. Hello, where are you? I'm paying for the perfume. Is that not neat as a husband? Hey, you will find started the tire. God. Well, personal. That's personal. I'm just telling you, his spirit, a man of the spirits. You can know and see. I'm not saying it happens every day. Amen. Because I'm like, so this one is there. Toby, this one is there. Amen. That's why I'm careful with testimonies, because they'll be like, how many are we now? 7 years. You have never. Market, I have gone and come. You say, Dickie Dawson, you're a Dickie, no? You have never called me at Tesco. Hey. Hallelujah. Spirit. Just be more aware. You are more than what we see. Amen. Amen. We are more than what is visible to the eye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Limitless possibilities by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. I will. You know, one person can say, wow, I know the way to walk. Another person say, it's well. Sister Diola just stood up. Why did she stand up? She's showing you how to behave. Amen? 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 So in a local church, you come and you observe. You see the king that they've ordained. He's saying, I will. You're sitting down. You say, Lord, teach me. They were teaching you. Amen. Amen. Oh, you think ordination is a joke? Amen. They said, glory. The person stood up. Oh, glory. You sat down. You say you are not learning. Teaching has finished. They have sat down back. Amen. 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 See, the things of the spirit, you can follow and you'll be spot on. Are you getting what I'm saying? You just be following. They'll say, deep man. No, we are following the king. We are following him with faith and patience. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
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 They say, come and give a word. You don't say you want to give a word first. You see Deacon raise his hand. Deacon said, I give you peace. Peace is here. Man of the spirit with wisdom. What would you come and say? Peace is here. You start there. Amen. I'm telling you how to be relaxed. In it. Not that you are jittery. I'm telling you that which my hands have handled. Say, hey, how did God tell him spirit? God told him spirit. Just go. Spirit is here. You even echo. You know what the prophets, they were quoting Moses. They didn't just start off. Bah. Amen? Amen? Jesus quoting Moses. Everybody starts. It's the same thing. Things of the spirit, we follow. Amen? Amen. So there's nothing. I don't know what to say. No. Isaiah. Who did he take it from first? He will first take it. You take it from Moses as a baton. You even quote it and say, you even say, as Deacon Diola was saying. That's your interpretation of tongues. You are starting there. I'm telling you, as the Gingola was saying, and you can even put something for us to make us know that. Whatever you like, we are here for it. Thank you, Father. They'll be like, is it the only ghost that is just, hey, no. You are doing it for our mind. Because you know, if you just come and start saying, as the spirit, we won't take you seriously. That's how you think we think. You know that you know spirit, the way the spirit works, the way the spirit operates amongst men, right? That's why a man that you don't take seriously cannot bless you. That's just the way the mind is. That's just the way the mind is. So sometimes ministers want to make you respect them so that they can bless you. So we become actors. Say it, Lord. We know we've gotten it. Hey, are you getting it? But you're looking there, you're saying, something's happening there. Something's happening there. That's what we need from your mind. If we say you will make it, my brother, even if you didn't want to make it to make you. That's how the spirit works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will sing with the spirits. I will sing with my understanding also. Is there. The believer should have his own bank of songs that he interpreted. Try it. The answers to things in your life will be in the interpretation of the tongues that you choose to interpret. Amen. Amen. Just stay there. A lot of people have learned how to pray in the spirit. Can I help you convert? And here's some of the things you are saying. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. And you see, let me tell you how to help your mind. You know, how to help your mind is take a pen. Just, it's not for God, it's for your mind. Take a pen, expecting to write, and just be there. You just be like, that's how it happens. Amen. Amen. Or you can even do it like this. I will soon have a word. Amen. I will soon have a word. I will soon have a word. When peace like a river. Or it can be a song. But you have something. Can we get a believing? Amen. 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 Look at verse 16. It says, else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit. When you speak in other tongues, what are you doing? Blessing with the spirit. How shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned, that's that man that is not grown spiritually, how shall they say amen to thy giving of thanks? You are blessing well, saying that they understand what not what you are. For thou verily give thanks well, but the other is not edified. Verse 18, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Yet, when I'm in the church, when I'm amongst the saints, what I mean by that is when I am the one presiding, when I am the one, when I raise up my hand, I would rather speak 5 words in English than 10,000 words in other tongues. though I speak in tongues. So speaking in tongues will most likely be, number one, a primary devotional gift. Amen. Amongst men in church, you speak in tongues as well, but when we are at that point, we raise up our hands and we say, we want to interpret. Amen? Church, amen? Amen? Amen. So he says in verse 19, yet in, one of the primary places that you use the abilities of God and they will be honed will be where? Will be where? In church. That's why we are having this meeting, so that we can change our style of scheduling, so that saints in the church, during church service, we have a copious time, 30, 25 minutes, where men are giving themselves to ministering to others in the... Because the answers and the solutions, the instruction and direction is with the other saints. Amen. Amen. Acts 13. We come back to Acts 13. One of the things that the charismatic expression will help you do is that it will help you love the local church, because you are to excel in the gifts that is needed in your local church. Praise God. And so you cannot say, I don't have a local church, or I'm not committed to one. Amen. It will mean you are not walking in love. How do we know you love when you don't gather with the saints? Amen. Look at Acts 13. And now they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, all the people in the local church. Verse 2. As they minister to the Lord. When they minister to the Lord, who were they really ministering to? Brilliant. In the midst of ministering to the Lord, what happened? The faster there will be, they were there doing nothing but ministering to the Lord. Amen. So fast is focus. What was I doing? Ministering to the Lord. So you can, if you are not occupied with chewing gum and puff puff in the local church, you can say, I was fasting for 2 hours where I went to church. Amen. But you can't say that if your attention was between the word of God, ministering to the saints, and puff puff. Amen. Praise God. Are you getting it? So the point is, as long as singularly what you were doing was unto the Lord, meaning even men, fast. Amen. What have I not said? Say, I know those long ones, I don't do it. 30 minutes. 25. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the meaning of fasting is a time where which we spend with, for, in, through, doing things solely, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. When they were ministering to the Lord, the Holy Ghost, how did the Holy Ghost say? Through men. Which men? That were ministering one to another. Amen. Amen. How will we know what God is saying in our midst? Because Victoria spoke. Amen. Amen. How many people have been in church before? I'm not saying it has not. How many people have been in church before? In your church experience, you are in church. I'm not saying it has not happened before. We are just in church. You just hear. I'm saying we all here. Ah, hello, everybody. Hold on. It's me, God, G-O-D. I'm here. I just want to tell all of you that right now, I'm about to move. I mean, people, yeah, I'm not saying it cannot happen, because God, when it comes to the miraculous, you'll just be hearing. It's not God saying, you'll just be hearing. Yeah, but how many people have been in church before? Say, or we are just in church. We just say, Brother Toby, it's time for America. And we all hear it. Amen? No, if Brother Toby will go to America, it will be that a saint. When the saint says, I'm not saying she go and say it. When the saint says, who said? The Holy Ghost. So God has primarily left the reputation of his ability to your action or inaction. I will say it again. God has left. You know, some people say, God, where is God? God has not moved. God, I think. I'm saying God is happy to leave the reputation of his ability, his demonstration among saints. So if, you know, there was a time called the dark period. It might not be a Bible research. There was a dark period. In the dark period, there were no tongues, no interpretation, no healing, nothing. Do you know what people ended up saying? God has packed up shop. He's tired of humanity. Finally. And they were preaching it. You see, God is upset. God is tired. God has left. We are just here. We wait till he comes back again. That's not the truth. Why? Those men, for whatsoever reason, knowledge or whatsoever, chose not to yield. Amen. Chose not to yield and had no knowledge pertaining to the things of the until another generation came and started to shout. I'm not heralding it, but what we all are saying in this move, if you want to put it as a move, is that there is more past the Pentecostal experience. There is more after tongues. There is more, saith the Lord. There is more. There is more. There is more. There is abilities, power abilities. In the days that darkness is thicker and thicker, the demonstration of power must be louder and louder. Are you getting what I'm saying? It must be louder, louder, easier, easier. Amen. A demonstration that is clear. Amen. Clear that there is a God that dwells amongst men. Hallelujah. So you know what I am being moved to say is that there is just a people in this meeting are moving into the realms of power, creative abilities of the Spirit. Meaning places of no lungs and their lungs. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm saying things like no ovaries and their ovaries. Operations of the Spirit. Palpable. Are you getting what I'm saying? Palpable, where which people will have no choice than to say, oh, God is here. I'm saying 1 minute, a hole in the heart. Another minute, a brand new heart. By the Holy Ghost. 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 Come on, by the Holy Ghost. Hey, by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Something is happening here. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. I'm saying strange, mighty signs. Mighty signs. Hey, by the Holy Ghost. Mighty signs. Mighty signs. Mighty signs. By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The darker it gets, the lighter we operate. Hey, they said it's getting darker and it looks like there is no God. Palpable operations of the Spirit. I said palpable operations of the Spirit. 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 Power dimensions. I don't know where and how you have been. I'm saying the power dimension heals your body now, and that power dimension starts to flow through you freer now. Hey. Madeline, come. There's something you've got to take to Belgium. Power dimensions. Jola, help me behind. Power dimensions. Power dimensions. It heals you and you take it. Palpable. Hey, Madeline, this is your moment. Palpable by the Holy Ghost. I am talking of power dimensions. You take it. Power dimensions. As hands are laid on you, power dimensions. By the Holy Ghost. 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 You take it. It heals your body. Now. 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 By the Holy Ghost. Power. By the Holy Ghost. Zipa kata. Ha ha ha. Shout.